Going Postal by Terry Pratchett. Read by Tony Robinson. The 9,000-year prologue. The flotillas of the dead sailed around the world on underwater rivers, beyond the reach of storms, but far above the ocean floor. It's calm there. Dead calm. Some stricken ships have rigging, some even have sails. Many still have crew, tangled in the rigging or lashed to the wheel. Their voyages still continue, aimlessly, with no harbour in sight, because there are currents under the ocean, and so the dead ships, with their skeleton crews, sail on around the world, over sunken cities and between drowned mountains, until rot and shipworm eat them away and they disintegrate. Sometimes an anchor drops, all the way to the dark, cold calmness of the abyssal plain, and disturbs the stillness of centuries by throwing up a cloud of silt. One nearly hit Anghammarad, where he sat watching the ships drift by far overhead. He remembered it because it was the only really interesting thing to happen for 9,000 years. The 1 month prologue. There was this disease that the Klaxmen got. It was like the illness known as calenture that sailors experienced when, having been becalmed for weeks under a pitiless sun, they suddenly believed the ship was surrounded by green fields and stepped overboard. Sometimes the Klaxmen thought they could fly. There was about 8 miles between the big semaphore towers, and when you were at the top, you were maybe 150 feet above the plains. Work up there too long without a hat on, they said, and the nearest tower got closer. You thought maybe you could jump from one to the other, or ride on the invisible messages sleeting between them, or perhaps you thought you were a message. This tower shifted gently in the wind, a thing of grace and beauty. There were lots of new designs in this tower. It could send messages 4 times faster than the old towers, thanks to the new shutter system and the coloured lights. The young man climbed swiftly to the very top. Below him, the grey morning mist spread all the way to the horizon, like a sea. But he paid the view no attention. He'd never dreamt of flying. He dreamt of mechanisms, of making things work better. Right now, he wanted to find out what was making the new shutter array stick again. He oiled the sliders, checked the wire tension, then swung himself out to check the shutters themselves. You weren't supposed to, but every linesman knew it was the only way to get things done. Anyway, it was perfectly safe if you... There was a clink. He looked back and saw the snap hook of his safety rope lying on the walkway, saw the shadow, felt the terrible pain in his fingers, heard the scream, and dropped like an anchor. They say the prospect of being hanged in the morning concentrates a man's mind wonderfully. The man to be hanged had been named Moist von Lipwig by doting, if unwise, parents, but to the world in general and on the death warrant, he was Albert Spangler. And he took a more positive approach. He'd concentrated his mind on the prospect of not being hanged in the morning, and most particularly on the prospect of removing the crumbling mortar from around a stone in his cell wall with a spoon. So far, the work had taken him 5 weeks. It was a large, heavy stone, with a huge staple hammered into it as an anchor for manacles. Moist sat facing the wall, gripped the iron ring in both hands, and heaved. The block slid out. Moist peered inside the hole. At the far end was another block, and the mortar around it looked suspiciously strong and fresh, and in front of it was a shiny new spoon. Then he heard the clapping behind him. Several warders were watching him through the bars.
"Well done, Mr. Spangler. Ron here owes me $5. I told him you were a sticker."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?